Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great 3-hour show for you. Lots to talk about and historic NFL game last night and lots of fallout from that, and we will get into that and so much more. There's NBA to talk as well, and let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What is up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great. I am great. How are you?
Great. Busy day. Got a lot of stuff accomplished, and then going to the Lakers-Boston game tonight. So after the
Yeah, so, yeah, you're heading there right from the
game, the show. Yeah,
you'll probably miss a little bit of the start, but
no, I think it's a 7 o'clock start, so I'm gonna miss at least I might miss the whole first quarter.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, by the time I get down there, which is fine. If I watch the whole second half, you know I'm good.
Right.
So yeah, one of my buddies from TNT, they're at the game, and so he set me up with a ticket. I'm like, count me in. You know me. I'm into fun. So I'm going to that game. I'm going to the Clippers game on Saturday afternoon, Chris, in the stands. And I'm going to the Chargers-Giants on Sunday at SoFi.
Wow. You're going to be
living
all over the place.
Man,
right.
Come on.
Enjoy. Enjoy. You know,
I'm going to be 38 in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to enjoy this.
Okay. On that note, we got Ephraim Salam, speaking of tall tales, joining us at the bottom of
That's
the
good,
hour.
Chris. You sound like a radio guy. A little,
hey,
I'm
getting used to this.
4 years working with me, I think it finally sunk in.
I'm getting used to this, yes. And Shekel City, of course, at the end of the hour. How'd you do last night?
Are you kidding? You know what? One
man,
for
you,
three.
You need, like,
no,
you're,
one,
you're horrible, man.
No,
you're
but horrible. You know which one killed me? Come on, Chris. The Pistons gave up 42 points in the fourth quarter.
Right, like you're the Pistons.
No, 42
points. I don't care. In any,
against
you
OKC?
Bet on the Pistons, you deserve to get whatever you got.
Against
whatever comes
OKC
your way.
In Detroit? Oh, my
OKC
God.
OKC was upset. Hot after
they had
being
lost
beat
eight in a
by
row.
73. And they saw Detroit, and they were like, okay, this is our chance to win. And you saw what happened. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos, on this Tuesday in the holiday season.
You mean what?
And say what?
A trash-talking Tuesday.
That's right. I forgot. I actually forgot. Who'd you trash today on Deadspin? Rob?
I just forgot. Hold on.
All right. And as you think about that.
Yeah, I
got
to think
we
about
got
it.
Super producer Rob G running things. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. Did you remember yet?
Yes. It was the Minnesota Vikings. Just the soft
for
defense.
Losing to Detroit.
Just,
yeah.
And the way
you hate when anybody loses to a Detroit team. You
nah, not
hate
like
Oklahoma
that.
City.
That was terrible.
Minnesota. All right. Well, speaking of terrible, Rob, last night I actually enjoyed the football game between the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. 14-10, New England prevails. And it was beyond old school, Rob. The New England Patriots ran the football 46 times for 222 yards. And, of course, what that means, Rob, is that they hardly ever passed. They passed the ball. Their quarterback, Rob, Mac Jones, threw three passes. Three passes, two of them completed for 19 yards. And they beat the team that you think is going to reach the Super Bowl. I think you just threw that out because you were – your back was
why?
Up
why
the
can't
wall.
They? Why can't they regroup and play well okay. at the end and win their last four games okay. and go into the playoffs? Hot?
Is that what you think is going to happen?
But I'm just saying, you make it like it's inconceivable just because you lost the game.
Nothing's inconceivable. Nothing's inconceivable. I'm just throwing out that it's your team that you think is the best in the
well,
AFC.
They should be able to stop the run, my God, when you know it's coming. I mean,
that's
I'll give you that.
That's all saying.
But it doesn't mean that
saying.
It's inconceivable. I mean,
they got
you know, it's okay, but yesterday
nothing's
you
nothing's inconceivable.
But yesterday, you know, you questioned me, but it's okay for George Wrongster to come on and go, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. So that's what I'm going to say about the Buffalo Bills. They'll be fine. Is that good? Is that good? They'll be fine.
What did you think of the game?
No, I'm asking you. Is that good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, the game. The game was dumb. What? You can't stop when they're telling you, yes, that they're running every play? Seriously. Ridiculous.
But you think there was a statement being made?
Yes, there was a statement. And, Alex, cue the music.
We need some music.
Cue the music.
Because this is ridiculous. It should be some ridiculous music, too.
There's no ridiculous. Bill Belichick made the ultimate statement last night. He said, blank Tom Brady. I don't need a damn quarterback. I can win with anybody. He turned back the clock. They were running with a pigskin out there. That's how old school football it was. My TV automatically turned to black and white while I was watching this game. That's what it felt like. I had to put some aluminum foil on the antenna so it would come in clearer. He said, I don't need Tom Brady. They said it was about Brady. Blank Brady. I don't care who the quarterback is. I'm a damn good coach. I can coach defense. I can run the football. I always have a great kicker. That's why I have six Super Bowls. I could have plugged anybody in Brady's spot and still won Super Bowls. Mac Jones, who cares? Tom Jones, it doesn't matter who's quarterback. He told you last night. It ain't about the quarterback. It's about the big kahuna. It's about the Grand Poobah. It's about Bill Belichick. He was on the display. His chest was stuck out after that game in that hoodie. Now, I dare you to bring up that guy's name again and act like I can't coach.
It was about Tom Brady because he went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl and Bill Belichick didn't make the playoffs. It's about Tom Brady.
No, it ain't. He flexed last night. Bill Belichick, you are the big kahuna. And you proved it last night with a throwback game for the ages. It was so old school. Fred Flintstone applauded after it was over. Bravo, Bill Belichick. Boo-hoo, Tom Brady. Nobody needs you.
Are you done? Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
You have had some sorry takes on this show. But that is the absolute sorriest take I've ever heard. And it shows, sadly, that you are obsessed with Tom Brady. Because Rob Parker, I think Tom Brady was the furthest thing from the mind of Bill Belichick last night. Tom Brady had absolutely, positively nothing to do with that game. Bill Belichick wasn't thinking about him. Bill Belichick wasn't reminiscing about him. Bill Belichick wasn't hoping and wishing and praying that he was there. Bill Belichick couldn't care less about Tom Brady last night. I'll give you this. Here's what I'll give you, Rob. That this season, when Bill Belichick is doing one heck of a job, when Bill Belichick is clearly the runaway favorite and front runner for coach of the year, this season can be a statement to Tom Brady and all of those, including myself, who have said, what's he going to do without Brady? Who have said, you've missed the playoffs 7 of the 8 years you've coached in the NFL without Tom Brady. So it can be a statement about all that, the season. But last night, Bill Belichick, he of the 6 rings, He making a statement in the regular season? Stop it. Bill Belichick's above making a statement in the regular season. And if he were going to make a statement in the regular season about Tom Brady, I think he'd do it in Brady's face. And what happened when Tom Brady was in Bill Belichick's face a couple months ago? Mac Jones threw the ball 40 times. 40! So he wasn't saying he didn't need a quarterback that day? I mean, if there was a time he was going to say, I don't need a quarterback. I can go wishbone and all that stuff. It would have been with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went to Foxborough. But he threw it 40 times that night. So, Rob, last night, that was nice. It was cute. You know, you got some stuff off your chest. But last night was about a few. Here's what last night was about. They knew that the Buffalo Bills had the best pass defense in the league. And they said, let's run it on them. They don't stop the run very well. They've been run on before. Number two, the wind is crazy. 55-mile-an-hour gust. And our quarterback, as much as I like him, he don't have the strongest arm in the world. So we are going to have ball control offense, run it down these boys' throats, and take it from there. And that's what last night was about. But you know this, Rob. Throughout his career, the genius of Bill Belichick has been that this team will adjust their game plan every single week if they have to. 1 week, they're passing the ball all over the yard. The next week, they're running it 70% of the time. He will switch based on what is the best way to beat that opponent. And that's all that last night was about. Again, cute. It was cute. It was creative. And like I said, you got to blow off some steam. But last night had absolutely, positively nothing to do with Tom Brady.
As usual, you know, you can't, Chris. Sometimes you got to dig deeper. You got to look beyond the obvious. You know, like, I've been doing this for 35 years. And I look deep into these situations. And you know what? This was one of those games where he could flex and let people know that he can win anyway, that it ain't about a quarterback. And my point is that, Chris, we're not talking about he minimized throwing. He almost refused. Three throws is not where, yes, you want to run on somebody who's not a great running defense against the run. I get that. But you also don't want to be so predictable where you run the same, just keep doing the same play over and over to keep the defense honest. And he didn't even do that. That was a masterpiece by Bill Belichick, again, who is one of the biggest cheaters in the game. But last night, he was the big kahuna. There was no doubt about it. I needed a pack of cigarettes and baby oil after that performance.
Oh, gosh. Will you keep your baby oil tales to yourself, all right? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Was Bill Belichick's game plan last night against Buffalo a veiled shot at Tom Brady? Or if not that, what was it all about? I think they bullied and punked the Buffalo Bills and just totally slapped them around. All right, we'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. And we started off with some fire live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's top number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. You heard Rob Parker, music and all. He thinks last night Bill Belichick was making a statement about Tom Brady. I think he was doing what was necessary under the elements and against that opponent to get the W. I don't think it had anything to do with Brady. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Joey in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joey?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. Thank you guys for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I just think I have to disagree with you, Rob, unfortunately. I think last night, Chris is correct. It's just what needed to be done to defeat the Buffalo Bills. They're obviously an excellent team, and but they do show a little bit of weakness defending the run. It's clearly disrespectful, though, to line up and run the ball 90% of the time and still not be able to stop it. Just my two cents on the game. I think the Patriots will have a tough matchup ahead when they play the Bills again in 2 weeks. But thank you guys for having me on the show, and have a great day.
All right, Joey,
well, Rob,
appreciate
the call.
You
this, Rob. Buffalo, if they don't do better next time they play the Patriots, it's like the Patriots just took their manhood and they ain't going to do nothing about it.
I'll wait for the next game before we can make that determination.
No, I'm saying they took it last night. Now they can come back and get it back, but they better get it back next game.
Tim in Ontario, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Odd Couple. What's up?
Yo.
What's up, man?
What's up? Hey, Rob and Chris. We back. Let's go. We back, baby.
Where is he calling from? Boston?
It's not about Tom Brady. It's about him showing. He made Tom Brady. So he's just, hey, Tom Brady and him get it. We were great partners. We didn't get along personally. We weren't besties, but they worked for a great partnership. But it was showing the league, don't think I went anywhere. All right, I got actually a boring quarterback like Tom Brady, boring like Tommy, and I'm back. That's it.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
He has similarities.
He's
to
the
Tom
big
Brady.
Kahuna. That's what Bill Belichick
to
is.
Tom Brady.
The grand poobah.
Wow, you singing his praises.
You never heard me say that about Bill Bell. I told you it was one of those moments.
I'm baffled.
Brian, well, you never know what you're going to get from me, Chris. I throw curveballs sometimes. You know,
gobsmacked. You know? I know.
Gobsmacked. Brian in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Brian.
Aghast.
What you got?
Chris and Rob, what's up, man? You guys are my favorite.
Wow.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you. Spread the word. We're growing.
Listen, I got a nonprofit out here. It's called Northwest Sports. I work with underprivileged youth on helping them get scholarships, man. That's what I do out here. Part of my program is the Odd Couple.
Tell all your kids, tell them, we just shout out from the Odd Couple.
And you know what?
That sounds great. What you're doing.
What work you're doing, man. That's God's work.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That sounds awesome.
All day, every day. I'm on my way to a basketball game right now to check out a guy, man, of Portland, Oregon, Benson High School. Check it out.
Okay.
All right. What you got today?
I agree with you, Rob Parker. Check it out, man. I got a hot take for
you. You just messed up a good call.
No, he didn't. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
Tampa Bay, New England, Super Bowl. New England wins. New England wins. I'm telling you, the big Kahuna flexed his muscle. There's nothing.
He did last night. Hey,
Rob,
I'll tell you this. If it is Patriots and the Bucks, it will break television record history.
Oh God!
I'm telling you, with
no doubt,
with what we've been dealing with, this is what we need.
And
I'm gonna say this.
I don't know if we're getting there, but it would be unbelievable.
That wasn't my pick, obviously. It wasn't your pick.
Nobody's
pick. Possible. It's possible now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's possible.
I'm still not sure.
And it'd be tough for Brady and the Buccaneers. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it would be unbelievable.
Be very tough.
Adam, in Bakersfield, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
Hey, Chris and Rob, thanks for having me. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You guys have the best show on radio. I appreciate all you do.
Man,
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Adam. We appreciate you. You know that. And you know what? We never get tired of hearing it, man. I got to admit, we've been on for 3+ into our fourth year, and every time people say nice stuff about us, it feels good.
Hey,
thank
man,
you.
Rob just pulled out a pack of cigarettes and some baby oil. So
just don't talk about the baby oil. All right. So I got to tell you, I'm going to try to keep it positive, but I'm a Dolphins fan, and I'm a hater, but Bill Belichick is the best coach there's ever been. The furthest thing from his mind is Tom Brady. He's done. He did, like the last caller said, he did create Tom Brady. If it wasn't him, it would have been Bledsoe. It's getting ready to be Mac Jones. And what's done is done. He's the kahuna.
He is the big kahuna. He is the big kahuna.
He played a huge role in Tom Brady's success. You'd be an idiot to deny that. But I don't know that. I mean, he had Drew Bledsoe, and they went 5-11. And then they started the season 0-2, and then Brady came in, and they took off. So I don't know that he would have done it with a guy like a Bledsoe, but you can't deny he was a huge part of Brady's success and vice versa. All right, we got our man Ephraim Salam coming up next, and Rob, I want you to throw your little theory at him. We'll start off with that. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And our next guest is a former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, and soon to have his own theme music. We're waiting on that. Ephraim Salam, what's up, brother?
What's up, Ephraim?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
We are good.
You?
We are good.
Ephraim, I want you to know, last night while I was watching that football game, my TV turned to black and white. I think they were carrying around a dead pig. I was watching this, and I looked at the game and I thought, this was Bill Belichick sticking it to Tom Brady. I don't need no stinking quarterback. I don't need nobody throwing 80 passes a game. I'll show you how to coach and how to win. Run the damn football, kick it right, and play defense.
Look, they have a quarterback. Mac Jones is a quarterback.
He threw three passes. You didn't have to do that last night.
He didn't have to do anything else. Everybody's hung up on the amount of passes that he threw or the lack of passes he threw. They won the football game. You know how demoralizing it is for you to line up on the line of scrimmage with 10 men in the box and not be able to stop the run when you know they're going to run the ball. That's how you get – they got their souls taken out by New England last night.
Right.
And it was as a former offensive lineman, I loved every second of it. When you line up and tell the defense, we're running right here, what are you going to do? And they can't stop you. There's no better feeling as a professional player, especially a guy up front, than to be able to do that to a team, period. You want to set the tempo? You want to set the line of scrimmage? That's how you do it.
Yeah,
and I applaud New England for doing that.
I completely agree. I thought they just bullied the Bills last night. Now, let me ask you this. From a Bills perspective, if you're in that locker, they know what you're talking about. They know exactly what you're talking about. How do they bounce back from this? I mean, really, like, what's in their minds
right now? Home
dinner
show, I mean, they just got to play better.
No, Ephraim, what's in their minds right now? Real talk. I know they're going to say the right thing, but when they know that that team just told them what we're going to do and they couldn't stop it, what is in the back of their minds right now?
They know they have a serious problem. They know that if a team can physically dictate what they can do to you, then they have a problem.
So,
right?
Ephraim, like, they can't beat.
Well, let him finish.
I'm going to ask. I want to follow up on this. They can't beat New England ever again. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's not what I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
What I'm telling you is, when a team does something to you that you can't stop, psychologically, it has an effect on you. Practice this week for the defense is going to be a whole lot different. The tone in that room is going to be a whole lot different, because when someone comes into your home and slaps you in the face, right, over and over again, and there's nothing you can do, the next day you feel a certain way about yourself and everybody in the house. Am I correct?
Yeah, but I don't think it has a lasting impression that you have. You feel bad about it. You feel like you got punked. But that doesn't mean you can't regroup and win next week.
That's not what
play,
I'm saying. I didn't
or play
say that.
New England 2 weeks from now. I mean, I don't want to be overdramatic. Like it's
easy. I'm not being overdramatic, but what I'm
Ephraim,
telling you,
run, go ahead. It wasn't like it'd be one thing if they threw the ball on them. Isn't it different when they run it down your throat?
Yes, it's a physicality, a certain level of physicality you have to have to be able to run the ball. Against 10, there are 10 people in the box. 10 people. Offensively, it's so hard to put into words how demoralizing that is for a defensive front for that to happen like that. It's crazy that a team can do that. I played in a game, I think it was 07. We went to Oakland. And we couldn't pass the ball. I think we had negative 8 yards passing. We won the game because we just ran the ball down the Raiders' throat.
What team were
you
on?
That's all we did. I was at Houston.
Okay.
I was at Houston. I think we threw like 13 passes or something for negative 8 yards, and we just ran the ball. We had a new right tackle. He wasn't good at pass blocking, so we just were like, forget it. We're gonna run the ball, and we just ran the ball down their throat. Warren Sapp, all of them were over there. We just completely just ran it down their throat. That's how you impose your will on someone. That toughness everybody's talking about, coaches talk about in training camp about being tough and taking control of it, that's what they're talking about. We watched New England do that last night.
The other day, Mike Lombardi, the former GM, said that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are broken, but people are scared to say it. And obviously, it was coming off of Patrick Mahomes with a second straight game, no touchdowns. They've won the games, but he hasn't played nearly as well or looked that good. What do you make of that? And do you buy into that, that there's something still wrong with that offense?
I'll tell you what. People should be worried. People should be nervous about the Chiefs, because if they are broken and they're still winning, that's going to be a problem for everybody. Everybody's looking at it the wrong way, right? When they went through their slump and they were losing games, it was one thing to be like, okay, something's wrong. But they're winning games now, and they haven't gotten to the form that we've seen the last 2 years, and that's going to be a problem for the league. Because if that ever comes back, then everybody in trouble, because they've shown they can win ugly. They've All right, shown we just, they can overcome things.
We just talked about the Chiefs and the Patriots. Who do you think is the best team in the AFC?
It would have to be the Patriots. It would have to be the Patriots. They got a quarterback, a young quarterback, rookie quarterback, that they put in every perfect situation. They went into a game last night against a pretty stout division-leading team and demoralized them with a rookie quarterback. They went out and spent a bunch of money on some tight ends, some defensive pieces. They drafted well, and this is the team that they put on the field, extremely well-coached. And the Patriot way takes on many – every week, the Patriot way takes on different shapes and different meanings, right? It's the only team in the league that I know that can win games in a myriad of ways. It's not dependent on the quarterback. It's not dependent on the running backs or the receivers or any of that. That's the scary part. You never know how they're going to attack.
Right. Last thing, we got about a minute. Can Bill Belichick be considered the greatest coach ever, considering his cheating history? I don't think he is. He got fined, the biggest fine in the history of the NFL for cheating. They had the evidence against him. And
I understand that. I'm with you. They're cheaters now. But when it comes to football mind and approach to games and halftime adjustments, there's no greater coach on the planet Earth.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, some people say that, you know, because of it, it's hard to be able to say he's better than some of the other great coaches, you know, because of the soiled past. I get what he does on the field and, you know, what he's done this year.
Nobody makes adjustments like Bill Belichick. I've never seen it. I've never played for it. Nobody makes halftime in-game adjustments on this level. On the college level,
I thought Sean McVay does, no? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. No.
Ephraim Salam. Ephraim. I wish we had more time, but you know how this thing works, brother. Great stuff.
Know.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely, brothers.
Yep. Right. Shekel City is next. You might want to cover your ears.
Yeah. Whatever. No.
Fox Sports.
It's a bounce back Tuesday. Get on it.
It's
the baby needs
a
new shoes.
Day. My goodness. All right. Keep it locked.
I ain't paying for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, I had some good picks, man. I couldn't believe the Pistons gave up 42 points in the fourth quarter to OKC at home. That hurt me.
Did you win that?
What?
Did you win that one?
No.
Then how did you say it was a good pick?
No, I said I thought I had some good picks.
Oh, you thought. Yeah. I didn't hear a thought.
I thought. All right, tonight. All right, here we go. This is not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it soon will be. I mean, that's the kind of work we're putting in here for Caesar Sportsbook. Anyway, it's a bounce back Tuesday. Let's go with the Nets -1.5 at the Mavericks. Then we got the Knicks -1.5 at the Spurs. This is a New York, New York and Celtics kind of night. And I got the Celtics +4 against the Lakers in L.A. Nets -1.5, Knicks -1.5, Celtics +4 for the night game in L.A., which I will be at. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right. That's our man, Rob Parker, the mayor of Shekel City. But there's an election coming up, and the rumblings are that the incumbent's in trouble. All right. Rob Parker, Nets playing tonight. I'm watching them right now. They're facing the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. Game is tied at 17. Kyrie Irving, of course, still not back for the Nets. Really, Rob, there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel for this season as far as Kyrie coming back. I don't think he's coming back. Obviously, if they change the rule, the law, then he'll come back. But are you with me?
You see what's going on now.
Well, no, it'd be New York City. Yeah,
with the new strain, right?
Right.
There's no way they're going backwards, Chris, with the new strain coming. Right. So
my point is, I don't see Kyrie just up and taking the vaccine. Are you with me on that?
Yeah.
Like, not this season.
Well, not at this point. I mean, I think he's already painted himself into a corner, Chris.
Because he's become one of this cult hero.
Right. And if you go back, now people will be like, oh, you know, so he's painted himself in the corner, and I don't think he has a choice now. And now with Canada doing what they're doing, you don't know if some other cities, Chris, might join in and say, we want to stop this strain from coming our way. This could pick up in other cities around the country, and then there's nowhere to go. You know what I mean? So I'm with you. I thought he would come to his senses at some point and realize he's a young guy with a bright, you know, career, his future. We talked about it before. Here's the other problem. Going forward, who can make a commitment to him, Chris? He's hot and cold. I don't know what to expect.
Rob, if I'm Kyrie Irving, I am not opting out of my contract at the end of this season. He has 1 year left. He could opt out and become a free agent, or he could collect $39 million. He's got to pick up that option and take that money because you said it. As great as Kyrie is.
And he is. He's a fantastic player.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I love watching that guy play.
He's one of the most exciting players we've seen. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I think. I think you're with me on that. There's no way if I'm running a team, I'm giving Kyrie a long-term contract.
No, because
in fact, what I'm trying to do, if he's a free agent, I'm offering him like a 1 year vets minimum.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Mid-level at most. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way you can commit long term. So he should be smart and take that option.
Because you don't know, Chris, where he's going. Like, all right, today it's this. It's the vaccine. Next year it's basketball's made in China, and I don't want to touch a ball. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't know.
That sounds crazy, but no, it's not crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It could be another cause that he wants to. And you want to stand up for? I admire people, but I'm talking about from the management side, ownership, not from his. Absolutely. If that's what he wants to do. What was the story that just came out? He'd never been happier away from basketball.
Well, how you feel about that? What does that tell you?
Maybe his heart's not in it, like, all the way. Some people...
I think, Rob, that Kyrie's got a lot of interest. I think he's growing, you know what I mean? He's learning, he's reading, he's, you know, having an awakening, if you will. Whether you agree with it or not, I think he is. And I think that he loves playing basketball, but he's got so many other interests. But here's what I would say, Robin. I said it months ago. Those interests will be there, Kyrie, when you're 36. Those causes you want to fight for, they'll be there. You know, basketball
won't. They're not going anywhere, right?
Basketball won't. You only got a finite time to do your thing on the court. And look, he's played, is it 10 years now? I mean, that's a full career for a lot of players. So if he's...
So he might
I'm not
be
saying
done.
He's returned,
right.
But yeah, if he's feeling that way.
But I agree with you.
It is interesting. Yeah.
I agree that, like, you got to look at it. Sports is different in that you don't have, you know, it was like when Ricky Williams went to smoke weed in Tibet.
Right. You could have done that after
Like,
your
what
career.
Are you doing? You could retire at 32, Chris, and go to Tibet and smoke all the weed you want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Why would you quit during a football? And then he had to come back, you remember?
Yep.
To get back in the league to make money. It was the dumbest thing I ever heard.
No question. And these dudes are young. Rob, if you met a 36-year-old, you think he was young.
Yes.
Right? I meet 36-year-olds. They're young. Rob G., how old are you, Rob G.?
33.
Rob G's young. A baby.
Right. He's portly, but he's young.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, Alex, you're what? Alex, are you even 30?
I'm 31.
Alex? 31.
These guys are young.
Right.
I'm like now double your age, Alex. Basketball, are you kidding?
But I call you
young.
Grandpa Parker.
Wow.
All right, it's the
Aga.
We
carry
got
a big
two
game.
Hours left. You know what to do.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.